AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The president says he's firmly convinced that it's necessary to slow his plan to withdraw all U.S. forces from Afghanistan after more than a decade of war.
We anticipated, as we were drawing down troops, that there would be times where we might need to slow things down or fill gaps in Afghan capacity.
AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports military leaders have been lobbying for months that the U.S. needed to keep more troops in Afghanistan.
The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan recently gave the president a range of force options. A defense official says the president approved keeping the highest number of troops requested with the most flexibility.
The U.S. will maintain its current force of 9,800 through most of 2016, then begin drawing down to 5,500 late in the year or early 2017. John McCain, who chairs the Senate Armed Services Committee, is pleased that the president has reversed himself.
We were predicting all along that he had to do that, but in his usual style, it's a half measure, and because the addition is so small, that it will put the ones that are remaining behind at greater risk.
Stocks recorded their best day in nearly 2 weeks today as investors responded to some positive earnings surprises.
The Dow jumped 217 points to close at 17,141. The S&P rose 29 points, and the NASDAQ added 87 points. Financial stocks rose after Citigroup reported better profits for the third quarter than analysts were expecting. The stock climbed 4%, and regional lender KeyCorp rose 5% after reporting its earnings. But Netflix was down 8% after it reported late Wednesday that it is hooking fewer U.S. viewers than it hoped. Julie Walker, New York.
This is AP Radio News. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has made its winter predictions, with El Niño being the big news.
Forecasters say this winter's El Niño will leave a big wet but not necessarily snowy footprint on much of the U.S. Mike Helpert is with NOAA's Climate Prediction Center.
Wetter than average conditions are most likely across the southern tier of the United States, from north central California southward to the southwest, across Texas, along the Gulf Coast of Florida, and then up the East Coast.
As for the four-year drought in California,
even a wetter-than-average winter is unlikely to erase 4 years of drought.
Texas and the Deep South are forecast to be cold. I'm Shelley Antler.
At least 25 homes have burned to the ground as firefighters across Texas struggle to stop a central Texas wildfire that has scorched 6 square miles. Don't count on Mother Nature. There's no rain in the forecast. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.